Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Max and Jay, if you were two criminals and you broke out of jail, and
I know where this is going.
Two criminals who broke out of jail.
Yeah, you guys broke out of jail. Like you had life sentences. You were gone to the pokey for a while.
Jay's sentence is up in like 2 weeks, and I'm in there for another 5 years. And I convince him somehow that we gotta break out.
Yeah, you got 100 years. He's got 2 weeks.
How'd they break out of jail?
So two criminals, I like to call them, broke out of a Virginia prison digging a toothbrush. A hole through the underneath the wall, climbing out and scaling the wall with a toothbrush.
How long that
and some metal parts. How long did it take him to do it? I have no idea.
Dude, every That's night discipline. After lights out, you got to be digging little at a time.
I would
time,
be doing
little
it.
Little at a time.
I mean, but I'm they sharpen. I got nothing but time.
Yeah, but Jay, they sharpen the tools to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not even a caveat to catch to everything. They go to a local IHOP immediately
local
after.
IHOP got him.
Yeah, IHOP.
Got to stop at IHOP, Keith.
So you got to stop. I agree. Jay and me stopping at IHOP.
100%.
I got
to go to IHOP.
100%. Got
to
stop at IHOP.
You break it out of prison, you scot-free. Yep. This happened in Virginia for real.
What's the point in being free if you can't stop at IHOP?
Like, come on, man.
That's the whole point.
IHOP might be a great sponsor and all that. I get it. They that's cool.
How they get called IHOP?
Jay, let's pull over right here, man. I'm starving. No, let's keep going.
Did they not get any new clothes? Were they wearing their orange jumpsuits?
Full of dirt and stuff. With the stripes.
Hey, we'll take 2 short stacks, please. Fool, if y'all don't change your orange jumpsuits.
They're chained together. Like, and when you can you blowtorch this?
It's the face, right? They saw the recognized face. But my whole point is, if I'm breaking out, and I watch, I watch all these shows.
This
I see
is
everything.
So down your alley. Yeah.
I'm breaking out. I'm not stopping nowhere.
Right.
I'll starve for the next week. Yeah. I'm trying to get as far away from the prison as possible. I don't want to be nowhere in the state. I'm like immediately out of Virginia.
Of course.
I'm out of the whole D.C. area. I'm like, man,
you know
by the time I'll be on the West Coast
that?
Somewhere.
You know what's a good point about that? Other than discipline, it does take some brains to tunnel out. Like, it takes discipline, smart. You got to figure out where the tunnel's going to lead, where it's going to get out, little by little, how to cover your tracks.
Yeah, but then you contradict all that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what's weird. So I see what Key is talking about. Like, it doesn't match up. You do all that, then you think you'd be smart enough to keep going.
Some of these dudes be the smartest, dumbest dudes I ever seen, man. Yo. They be so smart. It was a show that re-airs every now and then. I think it may be on H&L. I almost got away with it. Like, they literally be almost getting away, and they get away, and they get caught again.
It's that Columbo thing. Let me just ask you this one more thing.
I'm going to be so far gone.
You guys are missing it, though. They should have gone to Waffle House because nobody would have noticed. They would have just been sitting next to some other escaped inmates. Like, oh, what are you guys getting? Pancakes?
Matt, what are you doing?
They would have given them like a change of clothes. It would have been great.
Be respectful to Waffle House, man.
I love Waffle House.
Matt, what are you
Waffle
doing?
Waffle House would have looked out for sure.
Waffle House would have hooked it up.
That's just saying you want to blend in, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, if you're escaping and you're going somewhere, Waffle House is the place to stop.
Yeah, if you ever been to a Waffle House, you take a look around.
I've only been
there past
2 a.m. It's
very escapey looking people, Max.
I've only been at Waffle House past 2 a.m., let's be honest about it.
Yeah, that's true, too. But it's very escapey looking people when you look around, you know.
There are certain times you do wonder, am I sure I want to eat here?
IHOP. You know how hungry they must have been? After they tunneled through the whole thing, must have starved.
You can't possibly be hungry. Your nerves have got to be going crazy. You just broke out of prison.
They're sitting there in the IHOP going, another stack, we're celebrating. We just broke out of jail.
It's National Pancake Day.
Yeah, make it a call-in order.
Give me a chocolate stack. Like, what?
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Side to go? Hold on, Jay.
Is presented by Progressive Insurance. Real or Not Real is brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. Okay. Yesterday, we were talking about Super Bowl or bust for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, right? Well, today, we are playing Real or Not Real quarterbacks across the NFL. who are out of excuses for not making a Super Bowl this season. Mm-hmm. Take it away, Shannon.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Real or not real, no more excuses. Key, we're going to start with Dak Prescott. Real or not real, Dak out of excuses for not making a Super Bowl this season.
Oh, God.
It's real. It's real because the heat will turn up. I mean, he doesn't make the Super Bowl this year. The heat's going to certainly turn up. He's not going to go anywhere, but the heat is going to turn up, and you're going to get tired of hearing why we couldn't and what we need and da-da-da-da-da.
It's real. The heat is already turned up. It's already turned up. Mike McCarthy was the guy before that the heat was on. It's still on Mike McCarthy to a degree. But the way this year has panned out, it's on Dak. And now that Mike McCarthy is taking over play-calling responsibilities and they're saying that, hey, we're going to try to do it more with the run style, it's going to come down to can Dak make the plays when you need him the most.
I tried to explain this to both of you last year, and Key, you're dug in last year, but okay, you're being consistent now. But I've always said that he's not out of excuses because the final excuse is Mike McCarthy. And Mike McCarthy will go before Dak. So I said it last year, he has 2 years of runway, right? They got to make the playoffs. They did. They needed to win a couple playoff games. They didn't. They kept Mike McCarthy anyway. Oh, if they don't win a playoff game this year, Mike McCarthy's out of there. But Dak,
well, we're not talking about Dak being cut. Yeah, we're just talking about the heat.
It's still, people are going to point to McCarthy. He needs a better head coach. And
then,
but you made your point about Mike McCarthy.
Then they're going to give him a year runway with a new head coach. Well, it was the first year. Dak got more years
in
this.
And Max, that's why I said it's certainly going to turn all the way up.
It will turn up.
It's gonna be smoking hot.
Yes. It'll be turned up. Go ahead.
You see how he talked himself into that answer, Key? Slick Max talked himself into that answer.
What's that?
He just really started talking about Mike McCarthy. Yeah, he really started talking about Mike McCarthy.
All right, real or not real, quarterback who's out of excuses this season, Josh Allen, Key, what say you?
I'd say it's real. The reason it's real is because he's been in the AFC Championship game. He's been in the playoffs multiple times, and they keep coming up short. At some point, people are going to start to say, well, even though he plays well, they're going to look at him and Sean McDermott and say, well, you know, man, come on. But that's not after this year. It's going to turn up in 2024 to a whole nother level. 2023, it'll be hot, but if they miss it this year, it's going to get real hot.
Yeah, I would say it's real. I think last year, there were a lot of questions around Brian Daboll's no longer there, first-year OC, even though Quinn Dorsey's been around for a while. I mean, but he had so many picks, right, meaningful picks. And I think now you need to see Josh Allen redeem himself because he will be in the MVP odds again. There will be the same narratives around, is Josh Allen going to have that type of year with the Buffalo Bills? Even if they lost some of the pieces on defense, yeah, I think it's real.
It's real after the game he had against Patrick Mahomes. After all the talk about he's the MVP going into the season, after the way he played early in the season, but then the turnovers late, after the powerhouse that the Bills have been, he's got to get to the Super Bowl. Real.
All right, the next quarterback on the list, real or not real, quarterbacks that are out of excuses for not making the Super Bowl this season. Key, Justin Herbert.
Not real. It's not real. No, he doesn't have any issue. You got to win a damn playoff game. That's his issue. Can you win the division? Can you win the division and can you win a playoff game? That's all I'm asking because they have yet to win a division and he has yet to win a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm down with what we're asking for Justin Herbert to do a little bit more. It's not real in my opinion because we stated last year, hey, the goal is have to make it to the playoffs for Justin Herbert. We all established that. They made it to the playoffs. He played most of the season on barbecue ribs, right, being hurt. So now it's like, can you win your division? Can you win multiple playoff games?
Yeah, I would say not even win the division. Justin Herbert's got to win a playoff game. He made the playoffs. That's good. They had a lead. And I think Kellen Moore, even though Kellen Moore is not like the best OC in the world, in my opinion, he's at least a real OC. He has one now, Justin Herbert. So the standard is you got to win a playoff game, not you got to get all the way to the Super Bowl. Not yet.
Not Freddie Kitchens, a fake OC?
Well, I mean, who was the last guy, Lombardi?
Yeah, LeVar Joe was fine.
Oh, yeah, really? He was fine?
He was fine.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Jen.
All right, the last quarterback on our list, looking at quarterbacks who are out of excuses for not making the Super Bowl this year, Tua Tagovailoa. Out of excuses, real or not real, Key? What?
Not real. Not real at all. I mean, his first year in my opinion, as a full-time starter was this past season. And when he was healthy and in there, he looked like a different quarterback. They looked like a different team. So, no, not at all. There's no excuses. You just got to stay healthy, too. 2-3 years from now, we'll have that conversation.
Yeah, Key, the last part is accurate, right? And it's not real for me. I just need Tua to stay healthy, right? Like, I think if Tua can stay healthy, this team has a very high ceiling. But it depends upon that O-line and their ability to protect him and for him not to get his head knocked off again.
It's not real because of the injury, because of the head injuries. But otherwise, it would be real because the Dolphins are good and the offense is excellent. And Tua played up to that expectation now. But I think given what you said, Jay, that you have to lower the expectation. And that tells me a lot about what the Dolphins ought to do at quarterback, which is, in my opinion, they should have made a run at Lamar Jackson. All right, that was real or not real quarterbacks who are out of excuses.
We totally missed one. We should have had Kirk Cousins on the list.
Not real. Okay, now, come on.
Feels like it should be real.
Who expects Kirk Cousins to make a Super Bowl?
They make changes on defense.
The Minnesota Vikings, that's why they keep paying him all the money.
Exactly,
Keith. Good for the Minnesota Vikings. That tells you a lot about how much the rest of the division needs to worry about them, or at least the conference. All right, how confident should Lakers fans be after Thursday's win over the Suns? Are they actually live in the playoffs, real or not real? Our biggest Laker fan weighs in next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I think he's got to be not only great, he's got to be MVP level. He's got to carry that group in the absence of LeBron James. And I'm just not that optimistic, guys, that he can sustain it.
What's the identity of the Lakers? That's a real question. And the identity of the Lakers is they're a beatable, average basketball team.
I love AD. He is a complimentary championship player to the player. He's never going to be the guy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, AD.
This side on the LBC.
Can't hear the show.
Mr. Warren G. Hey. Yeah.
Who's here.
Yeah, okay,
Look
Chris
Look what the cat dragged in.
Come on, why?
Chris Canty, ladies and gentlemen.
We got to turn on this man's mic, man.
Look at me.
What you do with the mic,
man? You see I'm over here. You got to get your mic straight.
You're doing something janky with the mic.
You got a limp mic?
Listen, don't be.
Came in, sat down late. Mic's not working. Blames me.
This is Max's evil work right here at play. There's no other way to explain
this.
He got mad at me because I pointed out the holes in his sweater a couple days ago.
I was.
Salty. Now he's going to give me the broke mic.
A little bit. All right. Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
What's up, Cant?
Hey, man, that was a fantastic job by you, Key, breaking down Austin Reeves' outfit. That was great. Breaking down his uniform, his lack of swag. That was a great job by you breaking down the Mayo Mamba.
Yeah, but, I mean, was I wrong? No, look, let's just check him out, though, right? I mean, it didn't look right,
did you not hear the sarcasm in my voice, Key?
No, I get it.
Okay, all right. Just let you know.
Coach K once told me that being on time is being late, and our producers are pretty angry at you. They're saying that you're always late.
I'm always late?
Don't kill the messenger.
How am I always late? I'm here. What time did you guys expect me to be in the studio?
There is some obvious beef between you and the producers that I need you to address straight up.
Hey, and by producers, he means not Shannon.
Yeah, not Shannon. Shannon is putting himself. It's more Pat Costello and Nuno.
First of all, Nuno should have nothing to say to me because I helped win his team a championship. I don't even understand why Nuno is giving me that kind of energy. Now, Pat Costello, I can't explain that. But the teams he roots for should be self-explanatory. He's a poor judge of character.
You get mad at us for texting you like, hey, Canty, you're here at 9:15.
That's the thing, Chris.
And then you're rolling in 9:17 and start complaining about the mic. But
let me ask you this question. When I am a little bit late, do I not give you a heads up? Do you not have a little bit of an idea that I'm going to be running a little bit late? Do I not shoot you a text 30 minutes, maybe sometimes an hour, I'm going to be running a little bit late?
Early is on time is late.
Yeah, but as long as you're informed, that's the most important thing.
I've never ghosted you.
I've never treated you like somebody that you just met in the club the night before. I've never done that to you.
Chris Canty, what would Tom Coughlin have said? If you were running late for a meeting, could you just text Coach and be like,
Max, TC wouldn't say anything. He'd just fine the hell out of you.
Right.
It's $500 per minute. See, after 5 minutes, it's a missed meeting, which is $15,000. After 5 minutes, they count it as a missed meeting, and it's $15,000.
No wonder they had that council meeting.
We used to joke with the rookies if they missed the meeting. Hey, dog, you working for free this week. You working for free, cuz.
Go ahead, Nono.
I don't appreciate that, man. I don't appreciate it.
What you mean? What are you talking about, Nono?
I'm catching strays. I had nothing to do with the fact that you showed up late again today.
You're saying you owe him 15 G's.
Hold on. Wait, first of all. Just in Nuno's defense, he's not even really on the show today. He's sitting in the back.
But that's what I'm saying.
I brought his name up. That's me.
Okay.
So I'm taking accountability for Nuno.
We're building.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I shot Shannon Penn the text 45 minutes ago saying I was going to be 15 minutes late.
Well, wait a minute, Chris.
I let him know.
Chris,
like, Nuno hits me up 10 minutes before I'm supposed to be on in the segment and say, hey, you still got time for us? What do you think?
But Chris, wait a minute. Two separate now, Chris. Hold up. You were supposed to be at 9, then 9:15.
Yeah.
You weren't ready to go at 9:15. That's the problem.
I was ready to go. Y'all were coming back from break.
No, you broke the mic. You sat down.
I didn't break the mic. The mic was broken when I sat down.
As soon as he sat down. Hey, what did you think about the Lakers last night?
I thought they looked pretty damn good. I mean, Austin Reeves, high pick and roll with Anthony Davis was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, was it Mike Breen and Mark Jackson on the call last night? Because Breen had a hell of a line. I mean, in the second quarter, Austin Reeves put campaign in the spin cycle. Mike Breen said Austin Reeves had campaign on his knees like pregame chapel. I said, dear God. I said, dear God, Mike Breen. Breen is the best, man.
Yeah, he's Breen Hall of Famer, man.
Breen is outstanding. But, no, I thought it was a fun game to watch last night. And seeing Austin Reeves and AD combine for 16 points and the Lakers shoot over 80% in the fourth quarter, like, that's what you need. Like, your big-time players stepping up when it's required. And we're now at the point in the season where the Lakers can't afford to lose any games. The playoffs have already started for L.A.
So
they have.
The Lakers have been playing their best basketball since the trade deadline, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think we're all in agreement on that. It still frustrates me sometimes as a fan of individual players. And I admit openly that there's bias on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
When AD wants to be aggressive and when he puts his head down, there is nobody that's stopping this dude from getting to the rim. Nobody. Like, it's the only player close in the league I see similar to Giannis, right?
Yeah.
He should have that ability. It's the sometimes he feels like he's coasting through a half, and then when he decides to be aggressive in the second half, he's a different player. I just want him to maintain that aggressiveness that we saw in the second half last night.
But I think you're going to see that, though, Jay. Since Bron has been out, there's really only been one game where AD came up short. And in the post-game interview, he owned it. And then he came out the next game with a vengeance. Like, you're seeing that from AD. And I think it's a product of what Rob Pelinka did at the trade deadline, putting more shooting around him.
The aggressiveness, though. It's like, you know what I mean? It's more so like it's the ups and downs sometimes where I just want to see the aggressiveness be the consistency.
Yes, he's done that pretty much since LeBron's been out, though.
Max, I'm watching it.
No, are you saying he hasn't?
Yes, I'm saying.
How many games has he not done it, do you think?
No, it's the tale of two halves. There's times where you see him coast at times where you want to see him aggressive all the time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But usually, wouldn't you say bigs who play at both ends of the floor, whatever you want to call ADs, he's a 7-footer more or less.
He's a big.
Those guys will take, even the guys with the high motors, will take possessions off at times when they're both.
We are not in a position, Max, to be able to afford him taking anything off.
Yeah.
Right? He took the Houston game off because what? Why? Because the doctor said it, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Plays, possessions, nothing. You got to play, man. When you on the floor, You got to go 100 miles an hour.
What grade would you give AD since LeBron's been down?
A.
Right.
I don't think you can give him
B plus. B plus.
He's got a low A. He's got a low A.
B plus A. Fine. Okay. A minus.
Exactly. Come on now.
So A minus.
A minus. Same thing.
It's not the same thing. That's why it's a different letter.
It's not the same thing.
But we didn't trade away the form to get AD for him to have a grade of a B or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think A minus.
We traded everything away for him to be the next guy when LeBron decides to walk away. That's still up for conversation.
Well, we made the trade to win a championship, and they won a championship.
We made a trade to win a championship, but at the same time, make sure that we had a star in position for when LeBron James left. We didn't know LeBron James would be holding on and still holding on and still holding on.
Yeah.
We all thought LeBron would be done by now.
CeCe, you know what my worry is, though? Like, everybody's saying this, right? But nobody's thinking it through and telling you how it's going to happen. And now we're starting to ask Darvin Ham, LeBron comes back. We got a legit. So tell me, what happens to Austin Reeves and D'Lo when LeBron does come back? Is the ball in their hands as much? Do guys defer? Are they as aggressive? Are you still seeing this level of play? Because that's my only concern. You know, when certain players come back on the court, there's a tendency to be like, well, how do I work that? Like, there's a fill-out stage. How long does it take everybody to play at a high level with LBJ having the ball in his hands?
We don't know what version of LeBron James we're going to see when he does get back. Now, today is supposed to be big news because he's going to be reevaluated by their doctors. We'll get a timeline in terms of the ramp-up. But I would say this. I think those guys showing what they've showed over the last, you know, several weeks – I think that's going to give Bron more confidence in them if he does need to have spurts in the game where he has to play off the ball, that those guys can do more than hold their own. Now, the chemistry part of this is a big aspect that's understated in this entire conversation, because this team has seemed to find a rhythm, and parachuting a guy as ball dominant as Bron back into equation could throw things off. And you're talking about a team that don't have a whole lot of margin for error. We got 9 games left. 5 of those games is on the road. I mean, if the Lakers lose 3 of them, you're probably talking about them having a top 6 spot. If they lose 4 of them, they'll be in the play-in. If they lose 5 of them, it's looking real living room-ish for L.A. So, I mean, this is, again, a situation where they're in the playoffs now. This is the playoffs for the L.A. Lakers, and they can't afford to drop any games.
Chris Canty, ladies and gentlemen, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern or 3:15 or 3:18 p.m. Eastern, depending on what time Chris decides to get there.
And Max may or may not have on dusty Air Force Ones, and he may or may not have a shirt that has holes in it.
But I do not today. That's the important thing.
Right today. No, but you have the top 3 buttons on your shirt undone, showing some taco meat.
Very quickly. He looked out and assessed his complete wardrobe.
But here's the problem.
You should button another button on your shirt, by the way.
Here's the problem I have. But see, I understand where I'm at in life. Jay.
You should button up a few more.
I get where I'm at in life. But see, Max Kellerman comes on the show, and he's got a button-down shirt on. Now, usually people just do the top one and leave that unbuttoned. But no, Max had to take it a little bit further. Got the first couple of buttons undone.
See?
Got a little top.
See what he's doing?
Is it Magic Mike Part 3 with
you
Max Kellerman?
You know what he's doing?
Do we need to get you a part with Channing Tatum? What's up, bro?
Max Kellerman, P.I. He's assigned to one case. That's me. He got to study. I get pictures at my door of me walking into places.
Why do you have 3 buttons unbuttoned?
That's what I'm saying.
Why is
you ain't partnered with Tubbs in Miami Vice. What you doing, bro?
Listen, I can't help that I'm sexy, man. Stop looking at me. All right, look. There is Chris Canty, ladies and gentlemen.
Salt and pepper taco meat.
Not on time, except on time with the photographs of me, videotapes and everything. I'm under surveillance. Sweet 16 tips off tonight. Who should be on upset alert? KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude! Holy goodness! Hell! Are you kidding me?
We've got the very latest from the madness.
This team is hot. They are real.
Grab your bracket and hold on tight.
For the win!
It starts every morning at 6 Eastern with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
This is what March Madness is all about.
And it continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Woo!
Time for the Boost Mobile Tournament
preview.
Dick Vitale, ESPN college basketball analyst with us right now. Morning, Dickie V.
How you doing, Max? Really great. Just, you know, early in the morning. Getting up 6 a.m. I don't know how you guys do it every day. I have a tough time. I got up and did SportsCenter at 7 a.m. So really ready to rock and roll, baby.
Dickie V, I wish we were getting up at 6 a.m. It's more like 4. It's more like 4
a.m. Getting up at 4. 6 a.m., I wish. Hey, what do you think about – what year is this? Rick Pitino is in the Big East. What do you think about him getting the St. John's job?
Well, you know, I think obviously it's a great hire. I mean, come on. The guy can coach. I think there's no doubt about that. He's been a winner everywhere he's been, and I think that he'll be great for the city. I think they're going to certainly be tournament bound. I think you'll see a lot more games at Madison Square Garden, and I just think that it was a great, great hire. I really do. I can't stress it enough. I really think when you look at what this guy can do as a coach, I've been in many gyms, guys, 44 years doing a game. I've watched practice sessions all over. And I will tell you this, as a clinician and as a teacher, he is really in another world. He's a tremendous organizer, teacher, and he can really, really motivate.
Dickie B, there's no doubt that he is going to turn this program around. Mike Craig, who used to be over at Duke, is now their athletic director. I firmly believe in the move. I think he's going to revamp the program and the Garden. I do want to ask you, though, because now it's been two coaches that we've seen on the national stage, Deion Sanders at Colorado and now Rick Pitino saying this at St. John's about, you know, players that have already have athletic scholarships that they say, hey, look, you know, it's time for us to find guys that we want to be here. Do you think ultimately that is unfair to the kids who have been promised scholarships at certain schools that now they find themselves in the transfer portal?
Well, you make a great point there, Jay. Well, I really do. I think it's a tremendous point. It's a logical point. But in today's day and age, we got the Wild West, man. College sports is no longer what it used to be. It is absolutely the Wild West. The transfer portal, I just read today, for example, three kids are transferring from out of Kansas. And you know what? That means they're going to load up on three other great players from somewhere else. It used to be a kid transferred because they were unhappy. They weren't playing. They weren't getting playing time. But what's going on now, and I'll tell you this right now, it's happening. Coaches are recruiting players. They can say they're not because they're not supposed to. Kid is supposed to be doing this on his own. I even hear stories that we don't have the handshake line. When they go in, little whispers are out there. Hey, if you put your name in a portal, man, we'd be interested. And I just think it's chaotic. I think it's teaching the wrong values to kids. I think it's teaching kids, you know, when things get tough, quit, man. Go, move on. Loyalty means nothing on any end. And I just find it really frustrating what's happening out there. I think that, you know, to me, a situation is when you have tough times, you got to suck it up and you got to battle and battle because you know what? Life is going to give you those tough times. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you can be the richest guy in the world. You can be the guy out there on top of the world. They all have battles. It can be a battle about maybe a job's not what someone thought it to be. Maybe a marriage didn't turn out the way they thought it to be. Life is not really filled with all, you know, glamour, and super time. And I think we're teaching kids the wrong values.
Meantime, talking to Dick Vitale here on KJM ESPN Radio. So, meantime, things change, Jay's coach, Coach K, gone, right? Jay, right? It's all of a sudden, a lot of the guys, the dominant coaches, aren't there. But Tom Izzo at Michigan State, here we go. Chance to make a Final Four in this fourth consecutive decade. What makes this Michigan State team so tough?
Well, I think what makes them tough, it starts with the leadership ability. He knows how to inspire and motivate at a time where it's a one-and-done scenario. I mean, every game is pressure. I mean, it's not the NBA, man, where it's 4 out of 7. You get a couple slips here and there, you still can survive. This is that one bad night, and the party is over. And he's a master at that. Think about this. I'm glad you brought that up. 8 Final Fours he's been to. 8. 8 times he's been able to take kids under pressure to get them to that moment. And then you think about the fact that he's been 15 times out of 28 years of coaching in the Sweet 16. Now, those numbers don't compare to what Jay Will felt down there at Duke, with certainly Coach K. But Coach K was in another stratosphere. But I believe a lot really depends on the coaching at this time of the year, and he gets the most out of his people. This is not a really gifted, super talented team. But I think when it's all said and done, you're going to see Michigan State playing Tennessee for the right to go to the Final Four.
Dickie V, I'm sitting there watching Princeton play. I'm like, these are not these typical Princeton teams that I have played against in the past, right? Like, I used to hate it so much, Dickie V. I mean, the 30 passes, the backdoor cuts. This team plays a little bit differently. How is this not your father's Princeton's team?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you look at Mitch Henderson, he played on the team that beat UCLA, I believe it was 1996, with Peter Correll, and he's just done a masterful job at this team. I mean, they take good shots, quality shots. They defend exceptionally well, guys. They really can guard you. But the most important thing is they understand what a good shot is. So many teams, the difference in winning and losing many times is understanding strengths and weaknesses of your personnel. Making sure, and if I got Jay Will on my team, you could be my number one option, man. I want to go to you. I got Keyshawn, his leg. Him shoot a basketball, he's the number 10 option. And Max would be number 25. But the bottom line is Jay Wells is going to make shots. So I know I want to get my people, the right people to shoot the ball. And that's what Princeton does. Mitch Henderson's very cerebral on that sideline, understands that, and understands how to get his people, the right people, to shoot the ball, and he knows how to get a team. See, defending, and Duke certainly did it in your era, Jay Will, but the bottom line is, defense is a team concept. It's not just one guy. I can understand when a guy beats a guy off the bounce to the goal, but there's no excuse for no rotation and help and communication. I got help. I mean, you got to talk, you got to communicate, and you got to defend as a unit.
Dick Vitale, who is number one.
Number
ESPN
one.
College basketball.
I like that 10th spot because that means I'm in the rotation.
Yeah, Max isn't even on the bench.
Max is at home. At least I got a number. I'm happy with that. I don't care.
He's a video coordinator back at the office.
Junior varsity.
Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm waiting there. 10 guys in front of me to make the bench, but I'm number 11. I'm good. All right, there it is. Nick Vitale, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Dickie V. Appreciate you,
brother. All right, Dickie V.
Switch to boost.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Love being in the rotation, though, Jay. That means I'm in the rotation.
Key, you get in the ring, Key.
Yeah,
you out
I'm
there.
The third guard. I'm That's the right. third guard. I'm going to get some minutes, get you in foul trouble. I'm in.
We're building.
And if 10 other guys decide they don't want to go to the program, apparently. Switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks.
Max is doing all of our homework, Key.
It is so time. Back home.
Max doing all of our homework. Yeah, hey, Max, we get ready to go on a road trip, take care of this.
Now with a chat GPT or whatever, I'm out of a job, right? Now, all right. It is time.
I don't know
for
if I would
Jay
trust Max to work, though. Yeah.
To repay Sabotage. His debts.
What?
What?
KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
You get the bag. And I'm gonna,
Keyshawn,
I get the bag,
J. And Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Boop, boop, boop.
J. Will boop. Likes to make bets. But paying the bet when he loses, that's
no,
something else.
I often pay.
Yeah, often.
I often pay. There's one individual who I have not yet paid to make it a point. But I did pay up this other bet that I need to get your opinion on. Key already agrees with me. Max, I'm trying to work on you. So just to let the audience know, I had a bet with a friend who works here, and the bet was an acai bowl because we all get breakfast in the morning, right? So he won the bet, and the next day I go on Seamless. When I come to work, I put in the order, and the order comes, and I leave the order on his desk. He comes in the next day. He's like, yo, I haven't received my bet yet. I'm like, what are you talking about? I left it on your desk. He's like, I didn't come in yesterday. I'm like, well, that's not my fault.
It's your responsibility to deliver it to him. If you owe me $20, you lose a $20 bet, and you come and put $20 on my desk, and when I get there, it's not there, you didn't give it to me. You just left it somewhere.
Yeah, but I told you I'm putting it on your desk.
And by the way, did you? Did you tell him I'm putting it on your desk?
Well, I have witnesses. There are people inside the studio that saw me put the acai bowl on his desk.
But you didn't give it to him, Jay.
But I did give it to him. It's his desk.
No.
It's not my job if you don't want to work. It's not my job if you don't want to come to work. If you don't like to work, it's not my job.
I leave $20 that I owe you from a bet on your desk, and when you get to your desk, it's not there, I owe you the $20.
What's
I didn't give it to you.
An acai bowl?
You never had an acai bowl?
You never had an acai bowl?
No, I have. I want him to explain to people that have it.
I can't explain it. I don't know.
You just said it like 30 times.
It's a whole bunch of juices and berries in my mouth. It's delicious. It's incredible.
Yeah. And is it frozen? What? Or is
hey,
it?
Yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Is it a soup or is it more frozen?
No, that's not the soup.
Right. So you don't just leave it on someone's desk because it's going to melt, right?
Now,
so
there is a person. There is a person here at ESPN where I've not paid to bet.
Hey, Russ.
And his name is Russ. It's more of a point,
though.
It's
all principle.
Russ happens to be in studio.
Russ whines and complains. You know what I mean?
Russ, here's your chance to get on the mic and tell everyone about your bet with J. Will, because he has apparently, he owed someone, Russ, he owed someone breakfast.
Just walk right in front of my shot, Russ.
Russ, he owed someone.
Don't worry, we're not on live
TV. I want to set this up for Russ. Russ, Jay lost the bet. He owed someone breakfast. He left an acai bowl.
He looks like the guy out of prison.
Russ, he left an acai bowl on their desk. They weren't at work that day. He thinks that means he's paid his bet. As someone who has bet J. Will before, does that fit into a pattern of behavior?
Wait. I just like to give a precursor before Russ answers. He's very angry at me.
About not paying a bet?
Paid his bet.
Ah. Yeah.
Talk him through it, J. Will. Talk him through it.
It's not my job. You're here now.
All right. What happened?
Well, first of all, good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Is Key with us?
Yes,
Key. Good morning, Key. How are you? I can't hear you.
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Up?
So what happened?
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
J. Will, my advice to you guys, don't make bets with J. Will. He doesn't pay up. Number one, last year.
Why are you touching yourself while you're talking?
Because I'm a little upset about the whole situation. I might actually cry because
grown-ass man
you're giving your chance to voice, to air your grievance. Go ahead.
Yeah, we only have 5 minutes left, so please, let's hurry this up.
Bottom line, J. Will,
you cry,
I lost
bonus.
Last year. Yes. Two pairs of J's to J. Will. He hustled me, harassed me.
Yes. I harassed. Well, let's not use the word harass. As a black person.
Did you pay up your bet?
I did pay up my bet, and I have video receipts of it.
On your enormous salary, you paid up that bet of expensive sneakers.
And you know what he did when he wanted his shoes?
What?
And I needed a couple days to get that money together.
Stop saying you needed a couple days to get the money together.
It's not easy for a working man.
He's like, Russ, you got to pay me. Then this year.
I never chase you down.
Then what happened?
Now you're lying. Look at you. You're smiling.
I have video receipts of it.
You're smiling about me chasing you down, Russ.
What happened?
So, part two, this season, he's like, Russ, you want to run this back again?
I asked for a double or nothing because I gave you the same opportunity, correct?
You did.
Yeah, and how long did it take you to actually give me the double or nothing? How long?
A week.
Yeah, right? That's what bothered me about it because you try to hold out.
Right. See, what happened when you had
just wanted one pair of shoes?
Again.
I just wanted one pair of shoes.
Right.
I was happy with the one pair. Walk away. J. Will's like, you got to do gentleman's bet. You got to do gentleman's
double
bet.
Nothing, gentleman's
double
bet.
Or nothing. Right.
Double or nothing. All right. So the Knicks already won 33 games in the regular
season.
Oh,
God.
That was the bet.
About the
that was the
That's
bet.
Why I had a bet. It was
and then he's like, Russ, I will now bet you two pairs of J's and my front row courtside seats to the Nets. I have it on the list.
It was Knicks versus Nets, yeah.
What happened?
And he lost.
Okay. So
that was like
a
month ago.
Russ?
Where am I now?
Russ, you know what? You know what, Russ? You can have my courtside seats. They play tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm not available tonight.
Well, see,
that's like the acai bowl.
What do these people want me to do? I'm sorry. conveniently fit your schedule.
No, no, Russ, he left the sneakers on your desk. It's okay. They're on your desk.
They're on your desk, Russ. What do you want me to do?
They're on your desk.
You know what you ought to do, Russ? You ought to take the tickets. Tell them to give you
the tickets and sell the tickets, Russ.
Yeah, just take the tickets and sell
them. I want to go to – now, it's limited seats. Listen, I'd rather go to a Knicks game, but I know you have courtside seats to the Nets.
I don't have Knicks tickets. Why would I have that?
All they're going to do is let a player score 57 and lose.
Like, what games do you want to go with?
It doesn't work. There's 10 games left in the regular season, Russ. Get in where you can fit in.
There could have been 20 games.
No, there's not.
But you are not giving him a lot of time.
I just gave him the seats for tonight's game.
The day of?
I'm sorry.
I have plans.
Was the original bet for Nets Knicks?
No, it was not.
It was just any Nets ticket.
What are your plans tonight? Lies. Hey, Russ, you're letting it go.
Look at that face. What about the sneakers?
I'll pay the sneakers fine.
It's been a month, Max.
It's been a week and a half.
I have receipts.
It's been a week and a half.
I have video receipts.
I need to see receipts.
I'll show you it all. I'll give it to Automax, and he could put them on KJM.
I don't believe you.
Our Twitter account could certainly.
So my advice for anyone who wants to pay Jay Will, so you got to pay Russ first.
No, so nobody owes me any money. Mm. I've already recouped all my money.
I just want my J's and my courtside seats.
Do you think if he left the acai bowl on the desk of the person,
that's paying up
the bet? Or do you think
bowl,
that he needs to?
I agree with you. That's not paying up the bet.
No, why not?
The person doesn't acknowledge it. You gave it away to someone else.
What are you talking about? Gave it away to somebody else. I left it on Mike's desk. By the way, I don't need you interfering in other people's relationships, right? We have our own.
I'm just doing some forensic science on this.
Do you want the courtside seats tonight or not?
I don't think you have them.
What do you mean? I have them right here on my phone.
I don't think you have them. I don't think you
do
have courtside
seats. Do you want the
seats
or not? Yes or no?
See, I'm with you, Russ. I don't think he has courtside seats.
Yes or no? Do you want the courtside seats tonight?
Yes, he wants
them. Versus the Cavs, yes. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. Tonight,
yes,
do you want them?
Yes,
I'll take
them.
Done.
They're coming to you.
When?
They're coming to you right now. I'm sending on my phone. I'm going to
I like how Jay's taking a big vow for paying one part of the bet.
It shouldn't take long.
He's paying one part of the bet.
He's going to give me one ticket.
What team are you on here, baby?
It shouldn't take long to send them, Jay.
Yes.
Whose team are you on?
30 seconds, Jay. All you got to do is push.
I'm pushing send. I'm just waiting to log on.
Proceed.
Yeah. Jesus.
I got nothing, Key. I got nothing, Max.
He's sending it to your desk. You better go.
I got
nothing
on your desk.
I got
I sent him. I don't know. It's not my fault that you didn't get him.
Greeny is coming up in a matter of moments.
Non-transferable stuff to him either,
Max, who doesn't know how the game went tonight. ESPN Radio.
Sent.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.